you have two positions expressed so far. There is a position that is opposed to that request, and it is the position held mainly by those who haven't participated in the dialogue. Many of those who have participated in the dialogue, they don't have any problem accepting that expansion. But here is the situation, though. As we speak, we haven't seen the projects of the new constitution. And as you know, one of the major elements in the agenda of the junta is to provide Guinea with the new constitution. We are still waiting for the first draft of that new constitution. The second thing is, as we speak, we don't have voters registry for those elections. We have said we're going to get it from the census that is going to be done, and that census is scheduled to happen this year of 2024.
Before I come to your position, are you saying the constitution and the voter register, these are the reasons that the military junta has given for which it wants to postpone the transition process?
Of course, because if you remember, the national address that the president made at the end of 2023, he has said that the referendum is going to be held in 2024, and the draft of the constitution will be presented and the referendum will be held. That is what he said. He didn't say anything about elections in 2024. Given the situation we already have, everybody knows we don't have the registry, we don't have that draft of the constitution yet, because when they're going to present the draft of the constitution, you will expect about 4 to 5 months debate before we have the version of that constitution to be presented for referendum.
Where does your party stand to the request made for the extension? Are you one of the groups that agree to extend, or are you opposed?
My political party is among those who accept the extension. One of the reasons is, you remember when we were talking about the length of that transitional period? We had proposed 3 years for this transition to end. That was 36 months. And we had almost gotten the consensus on that when the ECOWA leaders come to talk about 24 months. We know what it will take for the agenda to be implemented, for the country to go back to the civilian rule. And people have to remember one thing. That is the way we rushed to elections in 2008, 2009, and here we are today. If we want our country to have strong institutions, we need to work it out. It's not to all the time we have a transition, we rush to elections, have a president. Every time you're going to have those kind of presidents, the only interest they will have is how to be reelected after the first term, how to change the constitution to have a third term, how to change again the constitution to have a fourth term. If we want all of that to be behind us, we need to give ourselves time and work things out and build strong institutions.
The end of the timetable is this December. Is that correct?
It is next December, according to what the ECOWA and the junta had signed as a call.
So therefore, ECOWAS will need to respond to this request.
So I will need to respond. But from my view is what Guineans think first, because we are not against the position expressed by ECOWAS, but Guineans are the ones living those problems.
I do appreciate very much. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you so much, my friend.